Jesus, the author of salvation. That's who we are thinking about and reflecting upon in worship right now, the past few weeks and the coming weeks. We're taking a closer look at Jesus and what it means for us to follow him. What are some important things about who Jesus is and how that connects to our lives today? We've explored what it means for us to have Jesus as the with us God, as God incarnate in our lives, encouraging us to step into the brokenness and mess and painful spots of our lives and our world, drawing us closer. Last week, we reflected on the good news that Jesus is our friend. Jesus is the friend who is there to laugh with us, to cry with us, to know us and get us. But most of all, Jesus is the friend that sees in us what we can truly be and encourages us to continue growing and doing and being more than we could imagine. Today, we're going to take a look at a part of Jesus' life and ministry that really is one of the most common things that he did. One of the things that he did more than anything else was healing. The Bible is full. The Gospels the Bible is full of God bringing healing to people's lives. And the Gospels are full of stories of Jesus healing them. And I just had to choose one of them for us today. And Jesus proclaiming that he is coming to bring healing to the sick in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus, we hear in the Gospels, draws huge crowds of people seeking to be healed. He does it more than any other miracle in the Gospels. He heals more people than he feeds. He heals more people than he walks on water or storms that he calms. He heals more people than he turns water into wine. Healing is the most common miracle that Jesus ever performed. And we'll talk in coming weeks about Jesus and his miracles, but this week we're going to take a look at what it really means for us that Jesus is a healer, a compassionate, caring physician, and what that means for us now. Now, when we start to reflect on Jesus as healer, it can be a tough thing to reflect on. Because how many times have our prayers of healing gone seemingly unanswered by God? You know, there were, for as many people that were healed in the Gospels by Jesus, there were countless more who never were healed. There were lepers who never were cleansed. There were people who were sick and dying with fevers who died. And we have to wrestle with that. Jesus healed some and others not. In our own lives, we might think that healing miracles and miraculous healings just don't happen anymore. But yet, one of the most common prayer requests that we get at our church and all churches, the most common thing that I hear people ask for me to pray for is for healing. When someone is sick and needs healing, we pray. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Miraculous healings still happen. They happen all the time. I'm willing to bet some of you might have even experienced that in your own life or have seen or witnessed it yourself. I have. But it's not everyone. So what is God trying to tell us about healing, Jesus healing people? Some people argue, as they study the gospel, they say exactly what Jesus said in our gospel lesson from Luke. So that you will know that I have authority and power I will do something special and miraculous. People say that Jesus healed all those people just as a gimmick, to draw the crowds to them. Because when we're not healthy, when something hurts, when we're sick, it's hard to do anything else. And when we can't get healing easily, when we can't feel better by just taking a quick pill or having ready access to antibiotics or whatever, it affects our lives and what we can do. And so people to hear that someone was really healing people, people were really made better. Blind could see, deaf could hear, people who were not able to walk were given strength in their limbs and could walk again. Of course they would go out and see what was happening and long to experience that healing for what they were struggling with in their own lives. So did Jesus just heal the countless numbers of people as a gimmick? Did he just do it because there were extra faithful prayers and people there, like the man we heard about today, friends who opened up a hole in the roof and lowered him down? Looking at the faith of the friends, the gospel tells us, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven," and heals the man. What is it that Jesus is doing in all the healing that he does? I think there's something really genuine there. It is, if we read the Gospels and we look and listen to all of the stories of healing throughout them, yes, it draws crowds to people. It makes Jesus known. But even still, if we look carefully at some of the passages, you know why there was such a crowd that day that the people couldn't get the paralyzed man there? Was because there were so many people who had come to Jesus for healing. The gospel tells us that Jesus would spend the entire day from sunup to sundown healing people. You don't do that if it's not important to you. I mean, Jesus could have drawn the crowds with a couple of spectacular healings like the ones that we hear about. But there are so many more healings that Jesus did that we don't hear about, that makes to me think that Jesus really is genuinely concerned about our health. Jesus wants us to be healthy and wants to bring healing into our lives. And I think the healings that we hear about in the gospel lessons, like the ones that we heard today, when Jesus is in the Gospel of Matthew, going and eating at Levi's house, and there are sinful people there. Jesus says, I've not come for the healthy and the righteous. I've come to bring healing to those who are sick and in need. Jesus, when the man's friends in the Gospel of Luke lowers him down in front of him, says that his sins are forgiven. And then when people question and say, how can you say sins are forgiven? Jesus says, what's easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? Jesus does those things to show us that he has power and authority to bring true and real healing into our lives. And for Jesus, when he brings healing, it's not just for our body. Not just for our soul, for the forgiveness of sin. To Jesus, there really is no separation between those things. I think the gospel makes it abundantly clear to us. And one of the things that this lesson in Matthew shows to me, at least, is that when Jesus looked at the paralyzed man, he saw the entirety of who he was. He saw his soul, he saw his mind, his body, his spirit, all of us that makes us who we are. Jesus saw them and wanted to bring healing to him completely. Sometimes we think, well, God really isn't all that concerned about our physical health. God really is concerned about our spiritual health. Is there a difference between the two? I would say Jesus says no. They're the same. Jesus brings holistic, complete healing to us all. Body, soul, and mind. Jesus as healer reminds us that Jesus is incredibly concerned about our health, our mental and emotional, physical and spiritual health are all one in Jesus' eyes. When we struggle with one, it affects them all. And Jesus brings healing to all of them. But it may seem easier for us today to say your sins are forgiven, and as a church, focus just on our spiritual health. But Jesus is pushing us. Jesus, as healer, reminds us that he didn't just come to forgive sins, he brought healing to people. And it reminds us that if we're going to follow Jesus, we too have to be about the ministry of health. We too have to find people's health, physical, spiritual, emotional health important, and be working to bring healing and grace and good news in those things. We need to be about the ministry of healing and health. Now, that is not, in my opinion, running around trying to do miraculous healings, sometimes what we've seen on TV. There's plenty who do those showy things. And like I said, miracles do happen. There have been times that I've heard people say to me, Pastor Mark, the hole in my baby's heart that the doctor said they were going to have to do surgery is gone now. It's gone. He was healed. They don't know what happened. It happens. And that's what we pray for. And if God does it, God does it. But we still have to work towards bringing health to all people. What does it mean for us to be about the ministry of healing? Well, I think in part it means as a church, as a body of faith, a community, a faith family, we have to be advocates for one another's health. We have to be out there encouraging people to find the healing that they need in all areas of their lives, to find holistic health in their lives, mind, body, and soul, all in one. We as churches need to make sure that we are working to keep the stigma of mental health out of people's lives, from preventing people from getting the help that they need when they're struggling mentally and emotionally. We as churches need to, and Christians need to continue to advocate and care for one another's health. You know, I mentioned the mask to the kiddos. But that's one of the ways that we can advocate for one another's health right now as the body of Christ, that we set that example, that we wear the masks to keep one another healthy and to support those who are working so hard to keep our sick and hurt on the path to healing and wholeness. We as churches need to be advocating and encouraging people to receive the vaccine for the COVID-19, as well as other vaccines that keep us healthy. That's part of what it means to advocate for one another's health. That right now, in the midst of this, while we choose to worship apart from one another, when we would rather gather in our sacred spaces, we know that God makes any space sacred. It's a way for us to keep one another and our communities healthy. It's also why I've mentioned a few times now this year of the importance of looking at, as a church, the issue of medical debt. There are so many stories of people who even in our own communities, that have had to go to the hospital, to the doctors, for some kind of medical need, and they found healing. Their lives were saved. But then the bill came. And it wasn't a healthy event. And it is hurting and struggling their lives. You know, Jesus never once took money for healing anyone. No one should ever wonder, am I going to be able to pay to be healthy? Will I be able to eat or buy my medicine? There's so much in that is wrong, and it's something that we as a church, as the body of Christ, need to look at and say, this isn't right. How can we make this better? People shouldn't be destroyed financially because they got sick or hurt. How can we make a difference? And in the coming months and weeks and months, we're going to learn about that and see if that's something that God is calling us to address and work towards the health of his people. You know, and also it means as Christians, and this is a time that as a pastor I'm preaching and I need to hear the words that I'm saying, is that we need to care for our own health. We need to be active in the health of our bodies and our minds and our emotions and our spirits. We as the church need to help one another and encourage one another to be healthy. What is it in our lives that our addictions that are hurting us? Where is it that we need to improve health? What help do we need to get? How can we, as the body of Christ, set an example of holistic health? Because that's what Jesus is showing us. Jesus is calling us to. When we hear the stories of the healing, like the man lowered down through the roof, when Jesus heals his spirit, heals his wounded soul, and heals his body, he's calling us and reminding us to share that healing, to experience that healing for ourselves, so that we can stand up and walk and share that good news and that healing with the world. Brothers and sisters, that's what it means for Jesus to be a healer. It means for us to stand up and walk and share the good news of Jesus' gift of health to us all. Amen.